Here is your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Can I call the question? All those in favor? Carried. Q.
ATV users will soon be able to travel more easily through Queens County. Regional councillors voted unanimously on Tuesday evening to create a bylaw that would allow the vehicles on some municipal roads. The bylaw will designate 5 routes around Liverpool that riders can use to access services or other trails. Dave White is the president of the Queens County ATV Association.
So we're really excited with the decision of council tonight to move forward to the bylaw phase with all 5 road trails in the region of Queens municipality, specifically in the former township. And I think this is going to be a really positive thing for our community. So we're very excited.
It's been about 2 years since the association and the Queens Rails to Trails Association approached the region to create a connected trail network similar to those that exist in other places in Nova Scotia and Atlantic Canada. The Nova Scotia government passed the Road Trails Act in 2023, which allows off-highway vehicles on provincial and municipal roads with certain conditions. The region formed an ad hoc committee with local ATV groups. They consulted with property owners, held public engagement sessions, and asked for feedback in an online survey. The response was overwhelmingly positive, with most people supporting the 5 proposed routes. Those routes would allow ATV riders easier access from the Trestle Trail to the Visitor Information Center, downtown shops, and Queens Place Drive. In a staff report to council, Project Officer Richard Lane said comments from residents were mostly positive, but some were confused about the rules, while others worried about how those rules would be enforced. Director of Infrastructure Adam Grant, who also serves as the region's traffic authority, said increased traffic from ATVs may contribute to driver confusion in some areas, like the intersection of Bristol Avenue and Milton Road. He said he wanted to ensure the public safety remains the priority as the region moves ahead with a bylaw. Mayor Scott Christian said Queens will likely use municipal bylaws in other jurisdictions as their guide.
And so we're going to take all those lessons and try to be really intentional and deliberate and kind of do it right the first time and just make it really clear and easy for the users about how they can navigate the road trails through the town of Liverpool, where they can go, where they can't go, how they can safely operate their vehicles in town. I'm really excited about it.
As with any new bylaw, the region must notify the public and give them an opportunity to comment at a public hearing. The Queens County ATV Association's Dave White says that after lobbying 2 separate councils for the past 2 years, he's happy that ATV users will soon get a green light to ride on certain roads.
There are lots of things going on in a municipality at any given time, and while this took a little longer than we had hoped, we're very happy with the outcome.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, including details on the 5 proposed routes, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.